to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Like nearly 30 million other Americans, I experience migraines that are easily controllable with medication. I'm a wife. I'm a mother. I'm a lawyer who's worked her way through law school. I'm a former state senator who's achieved the repeal of a very harmful piece of education policy in Minnesota. And I'm also a congresswoman who has worked tirelessly fighting against the expansion of government and also against wasteful spending. Since entering this campaign for the presidency, I have maintained a full schedule between my duties as a congresswoman and as a presidential candidate, traveling across the nation to meet with voters in the key, all-important states, early states of South Carolina, Iowa, and New Hampshire. I prescribe medication that I take on occasion whenever symptoms arise, and they keep my migraines under control. But I'd like to be abundantly clear. My ability to function effectively will not affect my ability to serve as Commander-in-Chief.
Here's Congresswoman and presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann addressing the issue of her problem with migraine headaches. That's where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. How about where she stands on the issues? Sooner or later, well, maybe we will. We'll find out where we go. Republican presidential candidates are up front and center on this hour. The first conversation comes from Chris Raggi of CBS talking to political correspondent Jan Crawford about former members of Bachmann's staff who have said that she suffers from migraines so severe she's been hospitalized at least three times.
This week, migraine headaches became an unlikely issue in the Republican presidential race after a political website revealed that candidate Michelle Bachmann suffers from them. The Minnesota congresswoman insists it's not a big deal, and CBS News political correspondent Jan Crawford is in Washington with more.
You know, Michelle Bachmann is really continuing to rise in the polls, gain some real ground as a front runner among some of those Republican presidential candidates, but she's finding herself under increasing scrutiny too. So now it's been revealed that she, like 30 million other Americans, suffer from migraines, and on occasion she's had to seek medical treatment.
On the campaign trail in South Carolina, Michelle Bachmann wanted to talk about the economy and spending, but she instead was forced to address her health.
But I'd like to be abundantly clear. My ability to function effectively will not affect my ability to serve as Commander-in-Chief.
The controversy started when the conservative website Daily Caller posted a story Monday night that Bachmann suffered chronic migraines, suggesting she should be disqualified from the presidency. The article, which used anonymous quotes from three former aides, alleged heavy pill use. One unnamed former aide even questioned, is she going to have the physical ability to withstand the most difficult challenges facing America? Obviously, the health of a presidential candidate is a legitimate issue for voters, but medical experts consulted by CBS News say migraines generally should not disqualify someone from the presidency. They said they now can be controlled by medication, which Bachmann takes, unlike in the old days when Presidents Thomas Jefferson and Ulysses S. Grant suffered from them. The article set off a firestorm on the right and, surprisingly, on the left.
Don't spend more money than...
Conservatives said this favorite of the Tea Party was being targeted by establishment Republicans trying to torpedo her campaign, as polls show Bachmann is emerging as a frontrunner. And some liberals said the entire report was sexist because its in tone implied that as a woman, Bachmann was weak and physically unfit for the job. As the only woman in the race, Bachmann already has gotten questions some say wouldn't be asked of a man.
Are you a flake?
Well, I think that would be insulting to say something like that.
Now, Chris, what's interesting is that some of these liberal blogs say they don't agree with a word Michelle Bachmann says, but they're defending her on principle. Several of them even mentioned that 2008 presidential race, which, as you recall, Hillary Clinton, they said, was sometimes described in pretty sexist terms, too. So the radar on this is really high right now, Chris.
Now, Jen, any indication that these headaches have done anything to impact her while she's been serving in the House?
You know, that's a great question, and she says it has not affected her ability to function. I went back yesterday and checked some of her voting records on the Hill. She's missed 5% of her votes, but that's a better voting record than 107 other members of Congress, even better than one of those other presidential candidates, Ron Paul, who missed 9% of his.
Up next, more opinions and reaction to Michelle Bachmann's migraines on the countdown.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself.
Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
With school, soccer, and carpool, I go in a million directions. So to shop for things we use every day, I make a beeline for Sam's Club.
Member Destiny McGuire on Sam's Club Stock Up Event, where you too can get ready for fall with quality household essentials, find Tide, Bounty, and Ziploc for less.
My to-do list is done, done, and done.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% on everyday items over retail. Not a member? Join from July 20th to the 31st and get up to a $25 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be Book Smart, now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIF.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here focusing on Michelle Bachmann and the news that she may suffer from severe migraines. On MSNBC, Chuck Todd talked to a panel including Cynthia Tucker from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, David Shellian from PBS NewsHour, and Christina Bellatoni from CQ Roll Call about Bachmann, the migraine story, and whether this ought to even be an issue.
A lot of us, I think, had conversations with significant others and friends about, not about the Republican presidential race, about this Bachmann story, but about whether this was the type of story that would happen to a man running for president versus a woman. My wife reminded me that I get kidney stones and I'm incapacitated for about an hour or two. And she said that's this similar to what happens with migraines. You think this was a fair story on her, Christina?
Gosh, it's such a tough question, right? I mean, if this is an actual issue, it's something she should talk about. And a health issue, whether it's a man or a woman, is important. However, migraine does carry with it certain connotations, and certainly this is a story that is framed in a way to suggest she is not qualified to be president. You know, would this same story come out about a man? I don't personally think so, but it has been a pretty fun debate to sort of talk through this. The bigger question, I think, is how she's connecting with Americans still using this, saying, I am one in every four Americans who suffers from these major headaches.
She is. What's interesting, Cynthia, is the difference between her and how others might respond to something like this. She didn't lash out at the media on this. She instead did what Christina just said, is, hey, I'm just one of millions that have this issue.
And Chuck, the stark contrast, of course, is with Sarah Palin, to whom she is often compared.
And who probably would have lashed out of the media, not done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Bachmann, you have to give her credit for this much. She has tried to clean up her act. She's listened to advisors. She has tried to be mainstream, not lash out at the media. That doesn't get you anywhere. Not whine, and not say they're doing this to me because I'm a girl. So you have to give her credit for that.
And David Shellian, though, You're probably like me. You're like, okay, where did this story come from?
Right? Exactly. That was the first thing that hit my mind. Who's dropping this oppo?
Well, I was just about to say, maybe I've certainly spoken to former Bachman staffers. There's sort of a cabal of them right now who are eager to help the press find anti-Bachman stories.
Right.
So when I think part of her not attacking the press was to try to not blow it up into something else, because
she thinks
she's concerned about these former staffers, and she's trying to do a little bit of a dance with them and trying to keep this story from spilling into other stories about her past.
It's important to point out she's gone through a lot of staff on Capitol Hill.
She's got this reputation of not not a lot of trust with staff, and
exactly.
That's a story that could say more about presidential leadership than anything having to do with migraines.
Here's Fox News analyst Martha McCallum talking to host Monica Crowley, who thinks this migraine debate is sexist and would never be an issue if it were a male.
What's your take on this?
Well, she's certainly being put through the wringer now, isn't she? Now, she's a very smart woman. She's a tough cookie. She knew what she was getting into when she announced for the presidency of the United States. However, I do think there's a huge double standard here in putting Michelle Bachman's medical past, her history with migraines, way out there in the open, forcing her to answer about it. Well, we have yet to see President Obama's medical file. And by the way, Bill Clinton made it through his entire presidency without releasing his medical records as well.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, it appears that some people who have worked with her in the past are the ones who are coming out with these stories, and they're saying, you know, that there were times when she had to close her office door and be in a dark room. If you know anybody who suffers from migraines, you know that this is what happens. But Monica, if anything, you know, and regardless of what you think of Michelle Bachman, whether you like her or not, right, she gets it done. I mean, this woman has a tax law degree. She started a charter school, ran a business, raised 5 children. She's in the middle of doing that, and 23 foster children, as she, you know, mentions all the time. But she makes me feel like a total slouch. You know, I've had a job and 3 kids.
Now
find out she does it on top of migraine.
And then runs for Congress, serves in Congress, has to go back and forth to her district in Minnesota, for goodness sakes. When I heard this migraine story, I thought, like you did, Martha, I thought it's amazing she's been able to achieve what she has and get done what she gets done every single day, serving the people of her district and the United States.
With one arm tied behind your back, right?
No, absolutely. And I also think, you know, there's a long history here of male presidents who have tried to hide their medical background.
Precisely.
As I just mentioned, Obama, Bill Clinton never released their medical records. But also now we know JFK, for example, suffered from Addison's disease, colitis,
a whole man. You can't imagine how he was able to pull off, being president.
He was on a slew of drugs, at least 12 drugs that we know about, including, Martha, Demerol, codeine, Ritalin, barbiturates, thyroid hormone, and 2 anti-anxiety drugs. He still performed the job as president. We can debate how good a president he actually was, but he served. Nobody knew it at the time. Now, all things are public, unless apparently you're a Democrat, in which case nobody's going to press you on your medical history. But look, these people, Abraham Lincoln, yeah, suffered from what we now know as depression. Eisenhower had serious heart issues.
Thomas Jefferson wrote about having very strong headaches, as did Ulysses S. Grant.
Exactly.
And you think about these things, it's like, doesn't everybody have something? I mean, we all deal with something in our lives, right?
Right.
And you have to sort of persevere and move on. But it does smack of it. I'm not one who's quick to jump to the conclusion about these things, but it does feel sexist, because you have to think, so the woman has migraines. And has anyone asked this of the male candidates out there? You know, do you have any medical issue that you think we should know about? You simply do not hear it. You don't hear it.
That's right. And actually, women do suffer to a greater extent from migraines than men do. But I think you're right. I think this does smack of sort of that old school woman as hysteric kind of thing where, she needs to rest. You know, she's gone hysterical. I think Michelle Bachman has handled this very well, where she came out. She said, this is true. I take drugs to manage it. Here they are. This is everything you need to know.
Along with 30 million other Americans.
And I can certainly, based on what I've done in the past, what I do now as a member of Congress, and what I'm currently doing in terms of running a presidential campaign, I can absolutely handle this job.
Yeah, it's fascinating in many ways and on many levels. And she's, as we said, surging in the polls, which is simultaneous with this
response. That's another reason why she's being put through the
ringer
with these kinds of questions, because she's now number 2 behind Mitt Romney.
Coming up, talk hosts weigh in on Michelle Bachman, who, despite the latest problem, continues to be doing well in the polls. Up next on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct.
Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back to Talk Radio and Talk Television. The focus is Michelle Bachmann and whether or not there would be discussions about this problem if it were a man. Here, Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan talk about all the problems plaguing Bachmann's campaign and how she's still running neck and neck with Mitt Romney.
Is America ready for a pill-popping, slavery-friendly, history-challenged, gay-phobic, submissive as our next president? She's surging in the polls. Can you say President Michelle Bachmann? There's a poll that comes out this morning, or maybe it was yesterday, I guess it was. Yes, it was yesterday, which shows that Mitt Romney's pretty steady at 30%, not growing, etc., in the Republican primary. Virtually everybody is dropping like a rock. And up from 3 points a month ago to 16 points in second place only 1 month later is the future president of the United States, Michelle Bachmann. Now, since we saw you yesterday, we learned a couple of things about her. Now, this is actually a couple of days old, but in the 2006 campaign for Congress, she had a statement to make that I think pretty relevant to her candidacy.
My husband said, now you need to go and get a postdoctorate degree in tax law. Tax law? I hate taxes. Why should I go and do something like that? But the Lord said, be submissive. Wives, you are be submissive to your husband.
Nothing wrong with being as submissive and being president of the United States. She goes on to say, you know, should I run for Congress? Should I not run for Congress?
Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me.
What?
Can you imagine that if you hated tax law and your husband says, yeah, sweetie, go out and get a degree as a tax lawyer? Yeah. You said, okay. Whatever you want, dear. That's nuts.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Now, actually, Ruth Marcus writes a piece in the Washington Post, I think it was yesterday. She writes, I did not want to write a column about Michelle Bachmann, but my husband told me to. Now, here's more. Michelle Bachmann deciding whether, you know, that was why she should go to law school. Should she run for Congress? Now, if I were to say to you, Marjorie, are you thinking of running for Congress? I assume you'd say, can I raise enough money? Are the issues important? Can I win? Can I make a difference? Well, Michelle Bachmann had a slight variation on that theme.
God then called me to run for the United States Congress. And I thought, what in the world would that be for? And my husband said, you need to do this. And I wasn't so sure. And we took 3 days and we fasted and we prayed and we said, Lord, is this what you want? Is this your will? And after long about the afternoon of day two, he made that calling sure.
That is beautiful. So she didn't want to go to law school. She goes to law school because her husband told her she's a submissive. She didn't want to run for Congress, and God and her husband told her to run for Congress. And then Chris Wallace asked the question of all questions, which is really what we're going to ask you when he had her on a couple of Sundays ago.
The rap on you here in Washington is that you have a history of questionable statements. Some would say gaffes. Are you a flake?
And later, about two or days later, he apologized for asking the question. So is she a flake, and is America ready for Michelle Bachmann? You know, we learned yesterday.
Forget one. You forgot one of the migraines.
I'm going to mention it. Go ahead.
Yeah, the whole pill thing. We found out that there was a report of the Daily Caller published an article about the migraines on its website, citing unnamed advisors who said the congresswoman, quote, carries and takes all sorts of pills, close quote, for migraines that at times have rendered her incapacitated. So she responded to that by saying that she does have migraines from time to time, so intense that she sometimes sought emergency medical treatment, but the condition would not preclude her from serving if president, if elected.
So other than the fact that she is occasionally incapacitated for days at a time, and she's a submissive, she is surging in the polls. Is America ready for Michelle Bachmann? And by the way, if you think we're being like facetious about this, again, she's the only Republican in this Wall Street Journal poll that came out, Wall Street Journal, NBC poll that came out yesterday, the only Republican who is moving big time in a positive direction is Michelle Bachmann. Is she your candidate? Is America ready for Michelle Bachmann?
Here's a talk radio caller who thinks that Michelle Bachmann is starting to grow on him, even though she has a lot of problems.
Michelle Bachmann is starting to grow on me. I find her starting to be very, very appealing, which is kind of good because it's kind of a slow creep, if you will. And when I look at, Mitt Romney, she's like the good, the female version of Mitt Romney, you know, good looking. I mean, you like the cover at least. And I think we're going to have, whoever we're going to look at for the next, 4 years or 8 years, you want to at least have them be a little pleasant looking. As far as all these statements she's made, yeah. Look, I think we've all seen it through the political cycle. Candidates mature. If people have, regrets, candidates of what they've said in the past, of course they do. And as I said, candidates mature. And am I there yet? Am I going to vote for her? No, but I want to hear more.
Coming up, shift the focus to some of the other candidates, like the speculation on Texas Governor Perry. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. Thyroidki.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show now progressing nicely into a discussion of Herman Cain, Barry Young, and Michelle Larson here. Talk about Mr. Cain and some of the comments he's made this week about mosques and Mormons.
Herman Cain, who is a presidential candidate, not got a lot of traction yet. I like him. But he's come out and he said a couple of things about religions while on the campaign trail. One, he said, I don't think that the Islamicists ought to be able to build a mosque in a town if the town doesn't want it, which, of course, butts right up against the First Amendment. I'm not going to go into detail. If you don't know why, you'll find out. Now, he gave an interview of the editorial board of the Washington Times. And he said, during the course of the interview, just rattle this off, he said, you know what, Mitt Romney's a nice guy. I like Mitt Romney a lot. I think Mitt Romney's okay. Nobody's going to vote for him because he's a Mormon. He said there's a big anti-Mormon bias all across America. Gallup says he's right. With 22% across the board, no matter what region of the country you're in, 22% say they wouldn't vote for a Mormon on a bet. They don't care how good he may be and how much he may agree with him, can't vote for him, he's a Mormon.
You know, we had this conversation, what, about a month ago?
Right.
Briefly.
Right.
I mean, if I recall correctly, I think those numbers haven't changed in several decades.
No.
They remain steady.
Right. And if you break it down to denomination, let's break it down to denomination, 67%. Of the, which ones was it here? Protestants?
I think I said 74% of the Protestants. I think I wrote that down.
Oh, yeah, it was. 74% of the Protestants. Holy cow. 74% of the Protestants.
But the younger people, the numbers for younger people, the people that you would think would be, well, the most tolerant of the tolerant,
mm-hmm.
their numbers were higher yet.
Yeah.
What, 80-some percent?
Said, yeah. 73% of
people. 70, okay.
18 to 34, 73% say no Mormon, no how, no way. Let's see here. Democrats are least likely to vote for a Mormon. 27% say no. Republicans, 19% said 18% of Republicans won't vote for a Mormon, but 27% of Democrats won't vote for a Mormon. I thought they were ones most open and all that. Well, here's the bottom line. Being a Mormon, you have an automatic bias against you to the average 22% of the voters. These are voters now. 22% of the voters across America say no how, no way.
Here's radio man Brian Wilson with Ron Paul about the issues that are making his campaign a lot different this time around.
Do you get a sense that this time around, especially because, you know, first of all, you've come into your own with regards to, and by the way, the questioning of Ben Bernanke the other day about the gold beam on his side was just priceless. No pun intended, but that was just great stuff. Do you get the sense that based on that message and all those things that you've brought to the forefront so far ahead of everyone else, sometimes exclusive of anyone else, that's going to put a new tone and a new treatment of your candidacy when it comes to the debates and as opposed to the indifference and rudeness that was shown to you last time around?
No, it's definitely different. I think the bursting of the housing bubble was sort of confirmation that the Austrian economists were right, and that's the group that I follow, so that gave us all credibility. At the same time, there's more of a tiring of the wars that are going on. And besides, Republicans are really for Republican wars and sort of lukewarm for Democrat wars. So we've been able to put a little pressure on there to give less support. And that's one of the reasons why Libya hasn't gotten as much support here. But I think the country is definitely, the part that really amazes me is back on this monetary issue, although I consider it one of the key issues because I see that's, you can't fund warfare and welfare if you don't have this monetary system that goes on. But I never dreamed we'd get so many people interested in it as we have now. So many young people studying Austrian economics and reading about the Fed and high school kids and college kids. So that's where I get a bit upbeat, believing that we're laying the groundwork. But when I go to the House floor and try to talk about a deficit like this, I have a little more trouble. But ultimately, the country is a reflection of a certain type of philosophy, and I think we're making great inroads there. I just hope they don't destroy the whole thing before we get a chance to have a greater influence.
Do you have a sense as to where all this is going? Now we got the Gang of Six, whatever the hell that is, coming out with their fairy tale, and everybody's mildly excited about that. Where do you think this thing's going to end up?
The whole thing on the deficit and the debt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they'll, not send the Senate checks. They're always going to pay that. And I think McConnell's deal might go through, something like that, which would be terrible because that's even worse than the proposal on the floor today, because it literally says the president can do this. Once again, the Congress would be giving up their responsibilities, giving it to the executive branch, and letting him make the decision on what the deficit level should be.
Up next, shifting our focus to the debt. Oh, that ought to be exciting. Let's look forward to that up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
the greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On the Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Ever wonder what would happen if you pushed the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar subscriber already, press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
With school, soccer, and carpool, I go in a million directions. So to shop for things you use every day, I make a beeline for Sam's Club.
Member Destiny McGuire on Sam's Club Stock-Up Event, where you too can get ready for fall with quality household essentials, find Tide, Bounty, and Ziploc for less.
My to-do list is done, done, and done.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% on everyday items over retail. Not a member? Join from July 20th to the 31st and get up to a $25 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Talk Radio In Review, Doug Steffen here. The debate over debt and budget talks and all of that good stuff. Here's Jonathan Carl from ABC talking to Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, who thinks that if Congress can't reach a deal on the debt, they ought to all be fired.
Why hasn't this happened yet?
Why are we at this point?
Because the grand bargain. There are some who say, well, there's no willingness to compromise. I got to tell you, I've taken the arrows from folks in my party. I'm a Democrat, but I've taken the arrows. We got to reform Medicare. We got to reform Social Security. We've got to make sure those programs still exist.
And this is Peggy Lemons from Richmond, Virginia, one of your constituents.
Very much. That frightens me to know. See the chills? It frightens me to no end. I have to pay my bills and my debt every month. Can I have a debate over it? No. I have to pay my debt. Our country needs to pay the debt. We need to step back the budget. We need to get real.
I mean, that's just basic common sense. We're hearing from people all over your state, all over the country. You got to pay your bills.
Amen. And what statement does that make when we've got some members of Congress to say, hey, this debt ceiling, it doesn't matter if we default. What does that say to our families, to businesses who have to pay their bills every month? If the United States government says, tough, we've got presidential candidates out there saying, hey, if America defaults, this is just a big scam. Well, that's just irresponsible beyond belief. We've got to put everything on the table. We've got to be willing to look at entitlement reform that will mean cutting back on some of those programs so they still exist. We've got to look at cutting back on a whole series of our other programs, from domestic discretionary programs to defense. But we also have to recognize that we've got to get some more revenue in the pipeline. As a former business guy, you've got to look at both sides of the balance sheet to bring this debt and deficit down.
People are worried about what's going to happen here. Can you realistically say anything to her that will reassure her about this process?
I can assure you one thing. Yeah. I'm every bit as worried as Peggy is, probably more. I've gotten almost obsessed
about
this.
That's not very reassuring. Well,
the thing
you're
I'll say
worried.
Is, I am darn right I'm worried.
Yeah.
Darn right I'm worried about the fact that even before a default, you could actually have a downgrade of our debt that would translate to a multi-billion dollar tax increase just because we didn't do our job. Mm-hmm. I'd say to Peggy, if we don't get this fixed, all of us ought to get fired.
Here now, Dave Ross and Luke Burbank talking about what President Clinton said he would do about the debt ceiling if he were president.
Here's what former President Bill Clinton would do to solve the debt. He would invoke the 14th Amendment without hesitation and force the courts to stop me, he says, to raise the debt ceiling.
Well, it's,
It's easy to make those proclamations from Westchester or Harlem, wherever he's hanging his hat, Davos.
Yeah. So I'm not sure why actually that's so important, because they've already said they're not going to do that because of the hue and cry it would cause. Although
what I don't completely understand is how does the 14th Amendment apply to this?
Well, because it says that the debt of the United States shall not be questioned. This is the post-Civil War thing when they were deciding how to pay for the Civil War. So
they really packed a lot in there, too, the 14th Amendment.
Well, that
it overruled Dred Scott.
Had a lot to fix.
Yeah.
What's amazing to me is why Bill Clinton would be saying this, and none of those constitutional constructionists who insist on following the Constitution to the letter are trying to invoke the 14th Amendment. Aren't those the guys who should be reaching back into history to justify things they want to do? Why wouldn't somebody like Ron Paul say that if we're going to follow the Constitution, the 14th Amendment is very clear, the debt of the U.S. shall not be questioned, which would seem to preempt anything Congress does?
Well, you know what the far-right end of the Republican Party wants to do now? They want to amend the Constitution, a balanced budget amendment. My understanding of those sort of strict, what are they, strict constructionalists?
Constructionists, yeah.
Constructionists is that they believe that the Constitution is inflexible. It's not a living, breathing document that we can just interpret and
only when amended. There's a process for amendment.
Right.
Then the new.
But you just think if they believe that the Constitution is so perfect, they would take a dim view of monkeying with it, even in terms of adding to it. Right?
Well, they want
to add to it with this balanced budget amendment.
I think they'll argue that was the founders' intent. The thing is that because the very people who want to pass a balanced budget amendment are also the very people who want a huge military budget, they're going to put in exceptions for natural disasters, of course. They'll put in exceptions for national security. They'll put in so many exceptions. It's like the state of Washington.
And we'll just end up fighting about...
Just emergency declarations, you know.
Anytime we'll fight about what constitutes a state of emergency, et cetera, because everyone will just be... there will just be different loopholes that we're debating, right?
I mean, you guys tell me, those of you who are in favor of balanced budget amendment, if the debacle of 2008 had happened and a balanced budget amendment was in place, would you say, we're not going to do anything. We're going to let the cash machines shut down. We're going to let everybody's bank account disappear because we have a balanced budget amendment? No. You wouldn't do that because you'd have a revolt on your hands and there wouldn't be any constitution at all. So any balanced budget amendment would have to have an exception for the very kinds of things that are causing our problem right now. So it's meaningless. It's a waste of time. It's symbolic and it's going nowhere.
Talk host Pat Campbell here with Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma about the Mitch McConnell plan that he signed on to, which is leading a lot of people to call him a sellout.
You know, I'm waking up this morning reading details of this and seeing your name associated with it, things like the fact that it supposedly raises taxes $1 trillion over the next 10 years. And I'm thinking, Tom Coburn couldn't have signed on to this. What is really going on here? What's this deal? Walk me through it.
Well, it's pretty straightforward. We lower the tax rates and recommend eliminating a lot of deductions and modifying others. We totally eliminate the alternative minimum tax, $1.8 trillion in taxes over 10 years, and say that you can use $1 trillion of the increase in revenue that would come to the government by lowering the rates and eliminating deductions to reduce the deficit. And, Pat, that doesn't count any economic effects, which everybody knows is going to happen if, in fact, you lower the tax rates. The dynamic models of that show anywhere from $850 billion to $1.5 trillion in increased revenue to the federal government. So if you lower the rates, and even though you eliminate deductions, then there's a net tax cut in this thing, not a net tax increase. Mm-hmm. The worst you could accuse me of is not cutting taxes completely. I mean, if you depending on which baseline you look at and everything else, the worst you can say is you didn't cut taxes. Mm-hmm. But you can't accuse us of raising taxes.
Does this – well, where are they getting this $1 trillion in
– Because that's – we said we'll allow the first trillion to go to reduce the deficit.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to look at the package in total. And this is all Grover Norquist saying you can't do anything. And what I would propose to you – is some in the very wealthy in this country who most of these advantages come to through some of the high deductions that others of us don't have access to.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pay some more taxes, but on whole, the vast, we'll see it. I believe you'll see a net tax reduction of around $1.2 trillion.
Up next, we shift gears and look at the scandal at the News Corporation. Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so talk television and talk radio all about the News Corporation phone hacking scandal, and it really is Piers Morgan here talking about allegations made during the News Corporation hearings that he was also guilty of phone hacking when he worked for the Daily Mirror. That is Piers Morgan, who was a reporter in England for the Daily Mirror. That's one of the News Corporation newspapers.
Member of Parliament Louise Mensch accused me not once but twice of boasting in a book that I'd gotten scoops when I hacked a phone as editor of the Daily Mirror, a paper not owned by Rupert Murdoch.
Piers Morgan, now a celebrity anchor on CNN, said openly in his book, clearly, which was published before this whole controversy broke, that he had hacked phones. He said that he won Scoop of the Year for a story about Oliver Johnson and Sven Goran Eriksson. He actually gave a tutorial on how one accesses voicemail by punching in a set default code. And clearly, from the account that he gives, he did it routinely as editor of the Daily Mirror.
Absolutely wrong, Mrs. Mensch. I want to be really clear about this. I've never hacked a phone, never told anyone else to hack a phone, or published any stories based on the hacking of a phone. Here's what I actually said in my book, The Insider, and I quote directly. Apparently, if you don't change the standard security code that every phone comes with, then anyone can call your number, and if you don't answer, tap in the standard four-digit code to hear all your messages. I'll change mine just in case, but it makes me wonder how many public figures and celebrities are aware of this little trick. Mrs. Mensch clearly hadn't read the book. Earlier, we were both with Wolf Blitz on the Situation Room, and I confronted her directly.
All right, what evidence do you have to make that kind of accusation against Piers Morgan?
Well, I said what I said in the committee, Wolf, and I'm afraid right now I'm going to say that I can't comment about it outside of the committee room, because as Mr. Morgan will know, inside Parliament, when I speak at a select committee of Parliament, I am protected by absolute parliamentary privilege. To repeat something outside of Parliament doesn't give me that cloak of privilege.
Well, I understand the legal grounds. Piers Morgan is joining us on the phone right now. I want to give him a chance to respond to that very direct allegation you made against him and his reputation. Piers, go ahead and respond and tell Mrs. Mensch what you think.
Well, I'm amused by her cowardice in refusing to repeat that allegation now. She's not in Parliament and covered by privilege. What she did today was a deliberate, in my view, and outrageous attempt to smear my name, CNN's name, the Daily Mirror's name, and I think her now to have the breathtaking gall to just sit here calmly and say, I can't possibly repeat that because I haven't got privilege, is an outrage. And I call on you, Ms. Mensch, now to repeat it, show some balls, repeat what you said about me, and then maybe go and buy a copy of my book, The Insider, and see where in that book these claims that you made today in a televised committee watched all over the world, where that claim is in that book, because it isn't there.
All right, Mrs. Mensch, do you want to respond to that?
As I've just said, I made the claims in the select committee, and people will look at them.
Host Steve King and Johnny Putman talked to a correspondent named Fred Weintraub about the scandal.
Isn't one of the many reasons that this is being treated the way it is because the Murdoch News Corporation treated other incidents with this kind of sensationalistic approach, and now the chickens are kind of coming home to roost.
Absolutely. It is no surprise. It is no shock to anyone who has watched the Murdoch empire develop both in the States and particularly in Europe and in Great Britain that this is how business has been done. This is how business has been done. It's a way of doing business. Well, now they've got caught. And now every day you read the newspaper, you turn on the television, you listen to the radio, and you say to yourself, or you appear to say to yourself, oh my God, something else has happened. Now we have two police chiefs, one the head of the police department and his assistant, both within a 24-hour period of time that have resigned. Then you have Rupert Murdoch, who first says, I'm not going to go appear before a parliament subcommittee. Then he decides all of a sudden after getting a subpoena, I will appear before a subcommittee. Then over the weekend, you see in all of the newspapers that he owns, and I believe he owns about 40% of the newspapers in Great Britain, his company takes out News Corp, a full-page ad with the lead line, we are sorry. The News of the World was in the business of holding others to account. It failed when it came to itself. So if for no other reason, the thing that will come out of today's meetings, there won't be solutions that will come out because that's not how, as you know, that's not how politics works. Hopefully, this will be the start of the change of how journalism is done throughout Great Britain. And the thing that will come out over a period of time is, what implications are there for the United States? What's been going on in the United States with the Murdoch Empire that we don't even know about yet?
Find out the story behind the story. You'll check out the items, should you care to, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.